Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is back. Our good friend, Diana Furchtgott-Roth, is the author, the co-author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, also Regulating to Disaster. It's another one of her books. And she is the director of economics21.org and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She is a former economist at the U.S. Department of Labor, serving two presidents there. And she's our good friend, Diana Furchtgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Diana. So, Diana, when President Obama proposed his what came to be known as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, I was one of the detractors right out of the box. I've never liked the idea of a central government managing our health care. I've always thought that was a bad idea. I don't like the single payer system. I think we should have market-based solutions. So I was always against it. So nothing that has happened that has disappointed me or surprised me any more than the fact that I was disappointed when the Affordable Care Act was approved. But you have some specifics on how the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, how it has failed in accomplishing what it set out to do.
Yes, and I agree with you completely. I made a lot of those same points when it went in, but I would. The point of my article was that if Congress had known these seven facts, they would never have voted the program in. The Congressional Budget Office was saying almost everybody would be covered, but there's relatively low enrollment. There's about 10 million people mm-hmm. signed up this year, and the Congressional Budget Office said that there would be 21 million people signed up this year.
And let's remember that what they were saying was that there's like 40-something thousand people. I'm sorry, 40 million people who were uninsured that they were going to help with this, and which I never believed they would do, but they said they were going to help. They were going to get those people uninsured, so they were willing to mess up everybody else's insurance just to try to focus on those 40-something million. But the truth is, not only are the 40 million not being taken care of, there's only 10 million involved in the thing.
There's about 10 million signed up. There is still 30 million uninsured.
Yeah.
Out of about 50 million that were uninsured before, the other 10 million are being insured through other means, through their employers or through other kinds of plans. Such as Medicaid. So the number of uninsured has gone down, but it's not as though the problem has disappeared. We still have the problem of 30 million uninsured Americans, and mm-hmm. the Congressional Budget Office projects that we're still going to have that problem even 10 years from now.
Right.
This is not making the problem of uninsurance go away.
So low enrollment, high numbers of uninsured.
And then the president went around the country saying that you could keep your doctor and you could keep your plan.
Right.
He said, Michelle and I don't want anyone telling us who your doctor should be under our proposals. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
And
if you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Forgive me for putting too fine a point on this, Diana, but that was a lie, wasn't it?
Well, it was a lie. Yeah, exactly.
A lie. Folks, let's call it like it is. It was a lie. And I'll tell you something else. He knew it was a lie when he said it.
Well, I have no idea what goes on inside the president's brain. So
he's a smart guy. His people had this information. Here's what you have to remember. Now, I'm sorry if I'm so cynical about this, folks, but Diana, Obamacare was never, ever intended to reform anything. It was only intended to gain control.
Right.
And I said this day one, 2 years before the act was signed, I said this on the show.
Right. And right,
that's
exactly.
That's come to pass, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yes.
And that's the reason why I say he knew that was a lie, because that wasn't part of the control thing. All right, what else can we...
Well, I mean, it was actually due to the control that people weren't going to keep their doctors and their plans. Because
right.
a lot of plans just went out of business because the mandates were too high.
Right.
And they also pushed doctors off the plan.
Right.
So the plans shrank the number of doctors. That's why people couldn't keep their plans, because they didn't exist.
And the Affordable Care Act wound up not being affordable at all, didn't it?
It's not affordable, and it's not care. And that brings me to my second point, that the deductibles for families are so high, $5,000 or $6,000 for some plans, that they don't take the care.
Our policy, our coverage in my family doubled, and our plan worsened. Thank you, Obamacare. 20 till, right after these messages, we're going to talk a little bit more about what Diana's been reporting on and some possible alternatives to Obamacare.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.